My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two. Taking you right up to noon, then we will hand it off to D'Lo and KC, and they will take you up to four as we continue getting through the NBA All-Star break. Weekend, week, time off, vacation, the All-Star vacation.
Yeah, the All-Star, like, I don't know, mini break in the schedule.
Have you come around on it being good that De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis didn't have to go to Indiana? Are you on my side of this yet?
Well, no, I mean, I get it. I just, like, for legacy stuff, I'm
there. Yeah, but for this year, I think it's better that it didn't go.
No, I think
they're going to come out on fire in the second half. It's going to
be. Oh, no, I think that they're going to be extremely motivated. Extremely motivated.
I think we're going to learn. We were talking about this a little bit earlier on, and I wanted to dive in a little further. We're going to not necessarily learn a lot about the Kings. I think that's true, but I think that's true of every team after the break. It's crazy how different the vibe could be on April 14th, after they finish up their 12:30 game against the Blazers, because right now they're right about where they were last year record wise, but it feels so different, right?
Mm-hmm.
It feels just dramatically different than what we had last season. But if they play these next 28 games, like you talked about, hey, at practice yesterday, they're rested. They're, you know, guys are dinged up, but that's pro sports. They got a mental reset, and over these final 28, if they go 20-8 or 19-9 or whatever the number is, it erases everything we talked about in the first 54 games.
Oh yeah,
and it just puts them back on this track where now all of a sudden we're going into the playoffs. And we're going, okay, hey. Like this matchup against so-and-so. Look at the way they've been playing lately. This and that. Playing their best basketball at the right time. Da-da-da-da-da. And it's so funny how quickly that can change in less than half the games.
Yeah, I think that how they come out of the gate matters. But also, do they give up? Do they give in? Do we start seeing the same exact mentality that we saw before?
Which would be a huge problem.
You know, I think last season we saw... Well, I'll just point to Sunday's game, right? It's Clippers. The Kings haven't played the Clippers well at all this year. But let's go back to last year when we had the like 176 to 175 game against the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, find ways to beat teams.
Yeah.
That's it. Just find ways to beat them. Like, whatever you have to do, like, that's what the name of the game is from the last 28 games of the year. And if you can do that, then you're going to be in the playoffs. And if you can't do that, then you're going to be in the play-on, the play-in, and that's a coin flip whether you're getting in or not.
That's
straight up a coin flip.
Yeah.
So I think this team can reset. They can move past who they were in the first half, in the second half, if De'Aaron Fox comes out like he did in the last two games of the pre-All-Star break schedule.
Yeah. It all comes down to him. Like, that's...
It does.
I have two things I want to get to, but you said that, and it made me think of this. As good as Domantas Sabonis is, and he is unbelievable, this team is going to go where De'Aaron Fox takes him. And that's not a slight to anybody else on the team. That does not mean that Keegan Murray is not important. It doesn't mean that Domantas Sabonis is an all-NBA MVP candidate. Like, that's all true still. But you saw it against Phoenix, and you saw it against Denver. You get that little bit of different version of De'Aaron Fox, and the Kings look so much different. And it makes me feel like, man, they can go in and beat anyone on any given night, because I've talked about this so often with De'Aaron. In a playoff series, if you can have the best player on the court, you have a shot to win that series.
Yep.
Because you need to win 4 out of 7 games, and you have a chance to win 4 out of 7 if you have the best player on the court. And I think he is very capable of being that player that carries a team to a playoff series win, 2 playoff series wins. Like, eventually the overall talent gap matters more.
Yep.
But if you're going to get MVP caliber De'Aaron Fox, like we saw in the first month and a half of this year, 2 months of this year, that alone, forget the 3-point defense stuff, forget the free throw stuff, that alone changes their fortunes dramatically.
Okay, so I agree, but I'm also going to, like, I'm going to tweak that a little bit.
Don't do that. Do that to my point.
In my opinion, we have players that, you know, when you have a group of players that you can write what they're going to give you every night in pen, that's huge, right? So we're not talking about with using a pencil anymore, right? They can be erased and changed. We're talking about players that you can write in pen. What Sabonis has done at this point is he's basically like made it where it's etched. It's not in pen anymore. It's gone beyond pen. It's now etched in metal.
Mm-hmm.
He, like a trophy, right? Like it's got his name. Domantas Sabonis, 20-13-8.
Mm-hmm.
And it's etched. So while I agree with the notion that the De'Aaron Fox can take you further, and that you're only going to go as far as he can take you, the reason why this team is a playoff team and is sitting at the number 8 seed or the number 6 seed or wherever they're going to be is because Sabonis has raised the level of play to the standard that you're a playoff team, whether De'Aaron Fox is that guy or not.
Sure.
Now, how far you can get in the playoffs is going to depend on De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that.
Yeah.
But the lens I'm trying to view the Kings through is, what does this look like in the playoffs?
Yeah.
And to me, if okay, let's say they're the 8 seed. Let's just say everything shakes out as it is. They are, for the most part, the same team. And they win that 7-8 game, and now they're the 7 seed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going into a series against, who would that be? Oklahoma City?
Okay.
Is that right? Is that the 2 seed right now? Whoever it is. Oklahoma City, Minnesota, whoever that winds up being. I feel it would be Oklahoma City if they were the 7 seed. I would feel so much better about it if going into that series you said, hey, you're getting 34 points a game from De'Aaron Fox in this series.
Oh yeah.
And that's the difference to me. And that's where I say, and again, that was not supposed to be some knock on what Domantas Sabonis has done, because if Domantas Sabonis was 25% worse, 20% worse, 15% worse, the Kings are maybe not even in the play-in right now.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what he's done to get them here. And I'm not trying to diminish that at all. It's just that if the Kings are going to make any kind of noise this year in the playoffs,
yeah,
I think it's going to come down. You know, you're going to get 20 and 14 and 10 from Domas. Okay, that's awesome. But who's your dude? Who is going to be that? And to me, it's De'Aaron.
No, I get that. I totally do. I just think that the fact that you have two of these guys, it makes you a team that isn't competing for a championship right now, but at least
pretty close.
At least give you the two dudes that you know that you can rely on. And I'm not going to, like, whatever happened in the playoffs last year, first of all, Sabonis had plenty of really good games in the playoffs against the Warriors. He also had, like, three games that weren't great.
Right? Yeah, just not super impactful.
Yeah, but what has he done? Like, you asked him to get better. He goes out and now he's shooting 42% from three.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you needed. You needed him to show that he can add something, some other element to his game. And he's done it. And so I would like to see what that, like, again, the same matchup. I think it goes a different way this year, especially, you know, if we take away the injury to Fox.
Yeah, I think I think I agree with that. I was going to do a duos thing. I know we've done this. We did this before the year.
Oh, yeah.
But I was going through and we gotta hit a break. Maybe we'll do duos in the West next. Because you mentioned Fox and Sabonis as a duo that's like, man, that is a title contender waiting to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you have an all-NBA center and you have an all-NBA point guard who can fill it up. Like that is... Dude, that's the goal, but I'm interested to stack those two up against kind of the other duos in the West, because I think there's an interesting conversation to have as I very quickly go through this in my head. We need to hit a break. We'll do that next, and I want to tell you about baseball too on the Insiders.
All right,
on ESPN 1320. Okay.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Dang right it is. Taking it right up to noon. That's James. I'm Kyle. Hey, before we dive back into the Kings, we've been doing a ton of Kings stuff today as we start gearing up for the second half, quote-unquote, the final 28 games of the regular season, and hopefully gearing up for another playoff run for Sacramento. You mentioned this yesterday, and I didn't want to dig too deep on it because we have more shows to do this week. You mentioned yesterday that should the A's move be completed and they go to Las Vegas, that you're done with baseball.
Yes.
You're just out on it entirely.
Well, yeah, because...
Please explain.
My first initial idea was, and me and my son have discussed this.
Okay.
Because we're the A's fans, right?
Right.
That we would become Padres fans. That was the initial idea because one of my son's buddies goes to San Diego State.
Sure.
We're like, we can go down and visit him and go catch a Padres game. We can do that, right?
It's a great spot to watch a game.
It is. But then the more I thought about it, the more I was like, but in order for me to watch the Padres, I'm going to have to pay Major League Baseball to get like their league pass.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give them my money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that's where I'm like, I'm out. I'm not going to, you know, like if a game's on, I'm not going to like yell at a bar, shut that off. I'm not going to do that. Like get off my lawn. I'm not doing that, but
this is completely BS.
That's right.
Here's where I land on it. I'm with you. I will not buy extra innings. I believe it's called
whatever they brand.
I won't. Here's bottom line. Number one. A lot of bottom lines coming up.
Okay.
I'm not going to have a new team.
Nope.
That's never going to happen. But I'm with you. Like, I'll just go watch the Padres just as an excuse to go to San Diego and watch baseball. But I refuse to let Rob Manfred take baseball from me. It's my favorite sport. And I'm not going to let his disaster tenure be the reason that I don't get to love this thing that I've loved since I was 4 years old or whenever I first played T-ball. I was thinking about this all day yesterday because you said that and I was kind of like, man, I'm going to have to commit to this. Like, I'm going to have to really, because Manfred and 29 other owners have been complicit in this.
Yeah.
Like, they're the reason this is happening. They could have very easily just punted. I mean, they can't, it's not easy to just punt an owner, but they could have told him no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were ways that that MLB and the owners could have stepped in. And I don't necessarily want to support those people. But on the other hand, the idea of just being like, yeah, I don't watch baseball anymore is nuts. And this came up because spring training just started.
Yep.
Or pitchers and catchers have reported, now position players are reporting. And dude, videos of the Giants posted this really great behind the catcher video of Kyle Harrison and Camilo Doval throwing. I'm not a Giants fan, but the hiss of a fastball and seeing the movement and the pop of the glove, it just all makes me feel a way. Just forget names, faces, jerseys, whatever. That could be college sports.
Yep.
And I'm just in. Like, I just, so that's kind of where I've landed on this, is I will continue to watch the sport. I'll probably end up watching a lot of Giants because that's what's on locally, because I'm with you. I'm not going to pay for extra innings or at bat or whatever the heck the thing is called. But I love it too much to punt it completely.
I get what your thinking is on this, and I'm a-okay, like, whatever, however everyone wants to feel about it. I just know that, like, to cover an NBA team full time requires a tremendous amount of just raw time, right? Like, just the one basic thing that I do, not all the other things that I do, just going and covering a game full time,
right?
So I'm already asking, like, my wife and my family to, like, indulge me, right? If I add in other sports, which I do, I watch football from start to finish all day on every Sunday. I'll watch Monday night, Thursday night, whatever it is I'm watching, right? So that's another day where I'm giving to something. And then baseball has always been something that I give equal to. Like, I, you know, during a standard season, I'll probably watch 140 games. Like, a lot of times I'm watching them on, like, two-time fast-forward so I can get through because I don't have all that time. But I'm going to give my time to someone else that I believe deserves that time. And, like, again, my family deserves that time. But also, if I'm going to add something, you know, I'll add soccer to the repertoire. Like, more, I'll watch more soccer than I already do. But what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to, I mean, maybe I'll change my mind when Rob Manfred is gone. Maybe I'll just wait until 29, 30. Yeah, until he's gone, the 5-year extension, whatever he signed. And then maybe I'll reassess and think differently. But I'm the same way. Like, I grew up with, I still, in my basement, I have 30,000 baseball cards. Like, I grew up with the game, like, in my bar, my, like, half of the pictures in the bar are baseball. It was my first love. It still is as a sport. But I'm not going to support someone who is so egregiously wrong and act like it's okay.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly not going to give them my money.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could switch teams and then do a pirated feed to just stick it to the man and watch something like, and say, no, I will continue to watch Kyle, but I'm not paying you. I'm going to pay for a VPN server, and I'm going to pay for, like, maybe that's what I do to, like, stick it to the man, but I just have a tough time because and I felt the same way. Like, people always ask me, like, hey, if the Kings relocate, what are you going to do? I'm going to go get a different job. I'm not going to cover basketball anymore. Like, what do you mean? I'm not going to cover the Seattle Kings. Yeah. That's not what I'm doing.
Right.
So, I don't know. When you're so invested, I think it's okay to, however you feel like you need to move forward, it's okay. And if you feel like you need to move forward without something, I think that should be okay too.
Yeah. No, I'm totally, I don't dispute however people go about it. I was just thinking about it a lot yesterday because you said that and I just couldn't. I was like, man, I'm going to have to do that. Kuzma Light. And then the spring training videos start popping up, and I can't not love the game itself. Maybe I'll just start going to a ton of Sac State games.
I'll just
go support Reggie Christensen and the boys.
Okay, I'll start like a wiffle ball league. I'll build a wiffle ball field in my backyard.
Sure.
That resembles the original Oakland Coliseum, not the trash.
Yeah.
Mount Davis version of.
Yeah.
You know,
the open center field.
Yeah, I'll put a trough so we can all still pee in the trough. That's right.
I don't want to do that with you, James. That's a thing I barely like doing at the Coliseum.
We'll hit wiffle balls into the lake.
It is funny though. My progression at the Coliseum of I walk in and I had a beer or two in the parking lot.
Yep.
I walk in and I'm like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. I go in there and it's like, ugh. Like this is just this is a barbaric way to use a restroom. It's so a trough. Barbaric. I got a dude's foot touching my foot. I don't like. Oh,
there's
guys,
no dividers.
Oh, there's nothing. There's nothing. It's just.
I think women who are listening to the show, they have no idea what we're talking about. There's a 20-foot long trough that we pee in at the Coliseum.
It is. Imagine a hot dog shaped toilet. It is just there, and
it goes
you
along an entire wall.
You could put your arm around the guy next to you with no. And it's just you and some guy named Dale and God just doing your business. but then I get in there, okay, I have another beer, maybe a cocktail. And then I walk in and I'm like, you know, I'm going to miss this bathroom.
I'm going to miss it.
I'm going to miss these guys. I love you all.
You're so grateful that you broke the seal.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, sharing in this restroom experience.
Go back and visit it a few more times. Yeah, it's amazing.
All right. what do the Kings look like in the second half? We'll keep talking about that next. And one of D-Lore KC, I believe it's KC, if my math is right, will be in with us as well for the handoff coming up in the next segment. Final segment coming up on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Got nothing for you, dog. I don't know why you're not hearing it.
We're back.
We are back.
I don't hear anything now.
You can't even hear me?
Nope.
Oh boy.
That the one
it might be. You might have an IFB problem.
I don't.
Maybe.
No.
No, I'm sure it's all intact.
Huh?
But I heard it.
All right.
So there's either a setting over there that I don't know about, or you have messed up headphones.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Let's do this. We got a show, right?
I think so. Your Sacramento Kings back in action tomorrow against Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs. I'm going just to see Wembanyama. I've not taken near enough advantage in my life. Like one of the perks of this job, aside from the fact that it's the best job in the world, mm-hmm. one of the perks of this job is you can go to games and watch players. I didn't take nearly enough advantage of that when I worked in San Francisco. Uh-huh. I never lived in San Francisco. When I worked in San Francisco. So I'm going to do that as much as possible now.
Okay.
Because it's just I feel like the experience of being like, yeah, hey, I saw Victor Wembanyama play is going to be so much different than watching it on TV.
I think it's super important too, because like, again, one of my first memories of going to an NBA game was seeing Manute Bol. And
I bet that was crazy.
It was crazy. It was R.I.P. crazy because it was something that you had never seen before. And, you know, him launching threes and doing the things that he would do. And it was just wild to see someone that tall. And then before I started covering the team, going in and I went to a game and getting to see Yao Ming play again was just crazy. And like, look, I was in, you know, 2002 Western Conference Finals games and playoff games all through the 2000s and late 90s. Season tickets in 95, 96 when the Kings made the playoffs. But I think like going and seeing special things, I totally agree with you. It's why I tell people, hey, look, if nothing else, you know, go watch a Warriors game. Mm-hmm. When the Warriors come through Sacramento, go watch one. Yeah. Steph Curry is the greatest shooter that we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And what he can do on a basketball court is crazy. Take your kid to go see LeBron James. There's only going to be one LeBron James ever.
Yep.
So go take him. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I agree with you. Like getting to go see my first A's game, I think it was 88. And like getting to see Ricky Henderson play, getting to see Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco and, you know, Walt Weiss and Mike Gallego and Carney Lansford, you know, getting to see those guys play, incredible.
Did I ever tell you I almost got named after Carney Lansford?
Oh, you were almost Carney?
Yeah. But then my folks were like, you got to win a batting title and play third base for the A's if you're going to be Carney, and we don't want to put that kind of pressure on him.
That would be a little strong.
That'd be wild. I feel like it'd be a good radio name, though.
Carney Lansford?
Carney Madsen.
Carney Madsen. Okay.
Carn.
Carn. Okay. The Carn dog.
Yeah. That's fire.
Now we're just going to call you that from here on out.
I want to run through this with you, and I can't remember if we've done this exercise before or not, but is there... So Victor Wembanyama is a player that's like, go watch.
Yes.
Like just, okay.
Yep.
Nobody on the Blazers is there. Nobody on the Blazers you got to see.
No.
This is for if you're a Kings fan and you're like, hey, what games do I go to? Should I go to this one or that one? I can only go to one or two a year. We're going to try and kind of put together a guide. So go see the Spurs. They're not very good.
No, they're not very good.
They're, in fact, they're actively terrible. They're 11-44. Their defensive rating is 120.4. Oof.
Oh, that's really not
bad.
Good.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
And somehow not the worst in the league.
Well, and that's with a guy who blocks 3.2 shots per game.
That's with the guy who might win Defensive Player of the Year as a rookie. So yeah, go see the Spurs. Nobody on Memphis. As much as I think, well, I think...
Okay, so when they're healthy, like Memphis is a team that I would say, not this season, but next season, like Ja Morant is must-see TV. Like what he does on a basketball court is wild and crazy.
Yeah. So you would so you would put him in that category?
Yeah.
Of like...
No, I think
I can go to two games this year, make one of them the Grizzlies?
Well, I mean, maybe not that, but like if one of the two games you could go see was the Grizzlies, you shouldn't feel bad like that you went and saw, I don't like the Charlotte Hornets.
No doubt. All due respect to Terry Rozier.
Who's not on the Charlotte Hornets.
Who's not there anymore, right? What are we... What? Kenny's in here and he's making a face.
Oh, no.
Well, they all need to show some respect.
To who? We need to show respect to who?
Melo. Oh, yeah. The most exciting players in the league. I'm not buying a ticket to watch the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I'm trying to remember. That's why I ruled out the Grizzlies, too, because Ja is out.
Yeah.
LaMelo's out.
Like, well, that, so, and I'm not rolling the dice to see if a ball player is going to actually show up for a game or not. Just saying.
Well, his jewelry's nice.
Dang. Maybe if he can, yeah, his jewelry's nice. Maybe we can get that. Just go hang out in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And watch.
I'll just wait for you to show up. you and Dame, and I'll be like, hey, look, they got good jewelry too.
Houston. I like Jalen Green, but Alperen Şengün's good.
Yeah, but you're not wanting to buy a ticket to go see that.
No.
That's not must see TV.
No.
Watching a guy like he can't jump over a phone book, but he does like 47 spin moves.
Oh, and you're like, he's gonna post game's crazy. If you're big into low post play, maybe you want to see Auburn.
If you like fancy footwork, that's the game for you.
Utah, no. Golden State, you mentioned Steph already.
Yep.
The Lakers with LeBron, well, for sure. Luka is an interesting one because Luka is going to go down as a legend.
Top 10.
Right. He is on track to just be, I personally find him awful to watch in person.
Awful.
It is not a fun time. And I don't want to make it sound like if Luka is I love the way that guy plays, and yeah, absolutely. Go see him. That's all you. Kyrie is the guy I think who's way more fun to watch if you're watching those two, but I wouldn't.
Yes.
But at this point, I don't think I'm like, yeah, hey, on this team you need to go see Kyrie.
Yeah, I think if you go watch Luka in person, you gain a new understanding of just how he incessantly complains to the official from the moment he steps on the court as he's walking one end to the next.
It is relentless.
It is absolutely relentless.
And there's and especially like let's say the Kings and Mavericks play in the play-in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, fingers crossed, it's here at Golden One. It's infuriating because there's an inevitability to it, but also it's astonishing how much time that guy spends complaining during a game. Like, it's noticeable.
Oh, it's god awful.
I can't stand watching it.
No,
I would not say to go watch Luka.
No, and that I watched DeMarcus Cousins the first 6.5 years of his career. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did a lot of the same thing.
Sure.
But it wasn't as much. Like, DeMarcus did get fouled a lot, and he did have reasons to gripe some of the time. But
it wasn't his entire game. He wasn't grifting for foul calls the way Luka does.
No, but he was yelling at officials a lot.
Sure. No. Yeah. And that's not. But with DeMarcus, it was because he got fouled trying to go to the rack. It wasn't, oh, he did a rip-through move where he thinks the guy grazed his arm and he threw the ball in the air because he's trying to get a foul and he didn't get the foul call, so now he's going to go yell at the ref about it.
Yeah, I put...
And that's just, oh, it is
Luka and James Harden in the same thing. Except for James Harden does not talk to the officials like Luka does,
mm-hmm.
But the foul grifting to me is like watching a guy dribble the air out of the ball and then foul grift.
Oh,
it's horrible.
It is. It is not a fun time.
Really disgusting to watch.
Phoenix, I would pay to go see KD.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He is just, yeah. I don't want to say you'll never see anything like him again. We'll probably never see anything quite like him again.
Yeah, probably. Well, I mean, I don't know. We're going that way. Like players are, like players like that used to be such a high risk for injury and everything else.
Yeah.
But man, he's incredible.
We were just talking about Victor Wembanyama, and I'm like, we may never see another player like Kevin Durant. And there's just this other alien in the league right now.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say about the Luka thing with the Kings, it is jarring if you go watch the way the Kings play basketball, for example, in this example where they play the Mavs in the play-in or the playoffs or whatever. It is so jarring watching the Kings ball movement. And it's Sabonis, and it's a dribble handoff, and then, the ball's swinging there, and then drive and kick it through. And then you watch Luka bring the ball up the court.
Dribble.
And work his way into the lane, a little slow Eurostep. It is not a good time. Phoenix, so I would definitely pay to see KD. Where do you land with Zion? Because part of me wants to see Zion in person, but then there's no guarantee he's going to play.
Ever.
And B, I just don't think he's like he's been in the league long enough, and we have a big enough sample size that allure of, oh my gosh, you might see something crazy out of Zion tonight, is just not there anymore.
No, he's more below the rim than he was when he was young. And like, really,
when he was young, he's like 22.
Yeah. If you wanted to see Zion, like for me, you already saw Zion. Like that's Larry Johnson. Like,
interesting.
So we've seen it before, and that's where, like, I mean, it's interesting. He can do something special, and I think that's kind of one of the things that you want to see is a player that can do something special. But, like, again, if you're going to buy a ticket there, you know that there's like a 75% chance he's not going to play.
Yeah.
Just because he never plays in Sacramento. Like, I don't remember him playing. And one of my son's friends, shout out Tanner, he's a huge Pelicans fan, which I don't know why he's a Pelicans fan. Like, he just chose that randomly. I don't think every time he goes, Zion doesn't play for the most part. And like, we're already seeing like diminishing returns. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, again, last year and was at 26 a game. And, you know, a couple of years ago, his second year in the league is at 27-7. And like, he was so exciting. I mean, he's averaging 22 points, 5 rebounds, 4.8 assists. He's not an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think he's moving more towards Julius Randle than he is towards, like, this special player that can go and dunk and do crazy things.
Yeah, he's fine. He was active in Sacramento for one game out of two this year.
Okay.
None in 22-23. He didn't play in 21-22.
Yeah. See, it's like, how many times have you got to see him? I would say this, like, he's not an all-star anymore, and he's 23 years old, and so to kind of play yourself out of that status is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I don't think I'm paying to go see Zion. I'm paying to go see Jokic. Any disagreements?
Oh, yeah, like,
he might be the top of the Jokic list. He might be. Just for the understanding of how deliberate his pace is.
Oh, yeah.
And how much he dictates the pace of the game, that's there for sure. I put Kawhi in this bucket.
Of players you would go see?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Like, for me, he doesn't do anything all that interesting on the floor. Like,
why it's fascinating.
He's nails from 18 feet. You're just like, holy cow, he never, ever misses. But, like, overall, the defense is crazy, although the defense isn't as good as it used to be. I mean, he's still great, but I would still put him in a category that's below where he was before.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's must-see TV.
To me,
the Clippers
Damian,
as a whole.
Damian made sure to walk in here and get in the camera so everybody could see his Gucci hoodie. That's what
I would
just
say
happened.
The Clippers as a whole are a must-see TV. I would say go watch the Clippers because they literally have four Hall of Famers.
That's a good point.
Like, you just watch, they roll out and you're like, oh, look, there's another Hall of Famer. Oh, yeah. There's another Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So whether you love those players or not,
Kawhi, Paul George, James Harden, and Ivica Zubac.
Yes.
The four Hall of Famers.
It's clearly not Russell Westbrook.
Okay, see, I went and saw Chet. I went to Oklahoma. I went to the Oklahoma City game just to see Chet.
Okay, so.
But I don't know. I don't know if he's there.
Like one time is fine, but like even SGA, you're just not. SGA, he's like good, a lot of times, but he's great. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it's like watching paint dry.
Sure. Very deliberate. That's why I like watching him so much.
And it's not a lot of fun, and there's a lot of foul grifting and a lot of that stuff. So he's not on my list. Like, I would rather see Jimmy Butler play than SGA.
Oh, interesting. Hmm. SGA is one of my favorite guys to watch, so I don't agree there, but I could see that argument for sure.
I mean, he's certainly fun to watch. Yeah. I mean, he's certainly a great player, mm-hmm. but I just don't think he's fun to watch. Sorry.
I think Anthony Edwards is trending that direction for sure. I don't know if he's there on a consistent enough basis yet. Is Kenny
so
dialed in?
Good.
Kenny, you ready? I gotta turn your mic on. Nope, that's not the right mic. There's that one. There we go. I'm figuring this out. Hey, we're figuring this out on the fly, bro.
It's all good, baby. It's all good.
Kenny Caraway here with the handoff. We're talking about players that you would pay just to go see them. Like, you can go to 2-3 games a year. And these are guys that are like, man, I have to go see that player play basketball. Yeah. James, where did we have disagreements? Where do you land on Zion?
Yeah, I go see Zion.
Even still?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen him that much this year, so I don't know if he's like back to how he was. But I mean, you think about the way he was playing last year before he got hurt. I mean, when he was like a top, it was like 25 games, but he was like top three MVP guy.
Mm-hmm.
Pelicans were the number one seed, and he was out here doing 360 windmills to end games and piss off the Phoenix Suns. Like, he was box office.
It's a good point.
But I don't know that he can do that anymore.
I don't know if he can either. I really don't know if he... Like I said, I haven't seen that much of him this year to say if he's gotten back to that or if he can still get to that form. But I just think about... That was still 14 months ago when he was doing that. So I'm thinking of that Zion a little
bit. Yeah.
For me, it's like he goes left and you can't stop him. And he just powers through you and he makes a layup again and again and again. You're like, there is no raising up over somebody.
Yeah.
Like all of that's gone. Yeah. And it's crazy because he's 23.
You think it's gone for good?
It might
or
be.
Or is this just a...
The fact that he's had the same problem for 5 years is concerning to me for sure.
Yeah. I think he's always going to be limited. I would be surprised if for his career, he averages 60 games a year from here on out. I'd even be surprised if it's like in the high 50s.
I mean, I'd say it tongue in cheek, man. I'm kind of joking, but I'm kind of serious. Being there, you got to get out of New Orleans. Like, if weight and all that other stuff is an issue, that is not the place to be.
Yeah.
Because he says he likes to eat.
Same.
And you can find the worst, the best worst stuff to eat in New Orleans. I think, like, so I don't know where
he got fried alcohol in New Orleans.
He kind of feels like somebody that will find something to eat wherever he goes. I'm just saying.
He just might be that guy.
Yeah. Who among us, though, you know?
No,
I'm going to a new place. I'm Googling restaurants near X.
Oh, yeah. I'm a foodie. Yeah, I'm all in.
It's all
brown in New Orleans, though. That's the other. Like, it's all,
oh, yeah.
It's all brown. Ain't no.
They know how to make a good roux.
I'm sure there is, but like, you got to go find that. You can find some fried something.
Even the vegetarian's got some crawfish in it.
Right. Yeah.
Like, everybody knows.
Or it's deep fried.
Yeah.
And non-vegetarian oil.
I'm going through the East real quick. Giannis is an obvious one.
Oh, yeah. Giannis is crazy.
Giannis is... I have never seen Giannis in person. And I'm excited to do that this year.
Yeah. You'll never see someone else with that body.
Right.
Except for all of his brothers, but like it's such a distinct...
That body and also good at basketball.
Yes. It's such a distinct body style that you're just like, okay, that doesn't make any sense. Watching him take like three steps from half court and he's laying the ball up.
Right. It's just different.
You're like, I can't believe I just watched that. It's like he triple jumped, but he didn't.
Yeah, hey, you guys are having a great conversation. I hate to make jokes, but
please.
You talk about his brothers. Thanasis might be my CTV. Thanasis, this guy is the comedy show of the year. Thanasis never disappoints. Did you see him get an 8-second violation last week?
No.
So I laid this out if you hadn't seen it. It's garbage time, obviously.
Yeah, Thanasis is in, right.
And somebody gets the rebound. There's $3 in the backcourt. Somebody gets the rebound, throws it to the point guard. And Thanasis is standing next to the point guard like, hey, give me the ball. And the guy's dribbling up like, hey, man, come on, let's go. He's like, nah, give me the ball. Like, he's walking up with him. Give me the ball. And, like, halfway through, the guy's like, here, take the ball. And Thanasis gets an 8-second this dude, his highlights is crazy right now. So, if the Kings play the Bucks, did they already come here?
No.
They hadn't come here yet.
Not yet.
So, hopefully, the Kings are up by 25 in the fourth quarter, garbage time, and we get to see Thanasis. I will start the chant. We want Thanasis. We want Thanasis.
From your courtside seat. Courtside Kenny.
Oh, obviously.
You're going to courtside Kenny because Giannis is there. You know, Giannis is a guy who does not play in Sacramento all that often either.
Tuesday, March 12th, by the way, folks.
Ooh.
Tuesday, March 12th.
That's a middle of the week game. I might have to ask for a permission slip that week.
Hey, uh-oh. Yeah. Tyrese Halliburton is must-see TV.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he's fun.
Because of what he does for the Pacers.
Yeah, but I mean, watching him, he is so gifted. It's like watching
sick
prime Steve Nash.
Yeah.
Like his way of orchestrating and then all the dunks. Like they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend that one.
I don't think I put Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown in this category.
Jason Tatum is on there. I wouldn't put Jaylen Brown on there.
Well, I don't know.
When Tatum gets going.
I guess if I'm putting Kawhi Leonard in that bucket, I got to put Jason Tatum in that bucket.
I remember, and this pains me because I hate the Celtics. That's the team the Warriors may have taken that mantle now.
That makes sense.
The Celtics for a long time was like the team I hated the most in the league. Like,
that's random. Why?
Lakers. I just always have. Since I saw Pierce, McHale, and Bird, I hated the Celtics.
Mm. Dang.
I don't know why. I have no idea why. But
had to be Dennis Johnson's fault.
It might have been. I don't know what it was like. But even more than they can get the jokes off or whatever. Even more than the Lakers, I used to hate the Celtics. But Tatum is my boy, and I remember one year, maybe it was last year, they came in and they waxed the Kings, and Jason Tatum had like 43, and he just something about his shot. Like they'd find him wide open, and he was just splashing threes, and I was like, I can't even hate, man. This dude's nasty. He started getting in his bag, the high pick and roll. When he's on, I think he's fun to watch.
You know, okay, Lake Show.
He's what Rudy Gay should have been.
Mm. Mm.
That's like when I watch Jason Tatum, like watching Rudy Gay for a couple of years, Rudy Gay did like beautiful things on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. Like his George Gervin finger roll was like, oh, that's pretty. All the time you saw him, but it just wasn't like with a purpose to win a game but Tatum is like he takes it to another level. And Jaylen Brown will dunk in game as well as anyone.
He does.
Yeah.
So I mean so he
in games he dunks for sure.
I would say like get a Celtics. Yeah. Like buy Celtics tickets because there's also the atmosphere. So I'd say
they're just really good.
Yeah, the two teams that really bring the atmosphere, the Sixers and the Celtics. There are so many Sixers fans hiding.
Yeah.
And so many Celtics fans that are hiding out there, it really, like, they put on a show. Like, the crowd is into it in a different way.
I think Joel Embiid is in this bucket for me, too, since you brought up the Sixers. Mm. Mm-hmm. Just a player at his size doing what he does, scoring the ball, is sick.
Yeah. Plus, now you can boo Buddy Hield.
Oh, I mean, come on.
They already came to Sacramento, right?
No, I think they have to come through again.
Oh, damn, Buddy's coming back.
Uh-oh.
Oh, good old Buddy.
Oh, my God, he's got to come back again.
We had a long discussion about Buddy yesterday.
Do we have another video?
Friends.
They are at Sacramento March 25th.
Ooh.
So within 2 weeks, you're going to get Thanasis and Buddy Hield. That's a Monday. You need permission slip again.
Weekday games be tough, but I might have to ask for permission.
You're like, hey, I need the permission. I gotta go see the Bucks. Oh, you want to go watch Giannis? No. I want to watch Giannis' brother. Giannis, in the off chance this game turns into a blowout,
and all of us,
I need to
thinking,
be in the building.
I gotta be there. Why keep the Nassus up close?
We're all thinking, why couldn't our brother be Giannis so we could get an NBA contract and sit on an NBA bench for 5 years?
I heard somebody. I heard somebody on a podcast arguing the other day. They were like, Thanasis can hoop, or else he wouldn't be on a roster. I'm like, I don't know, man.
There's evidence that it's a low envy for Thanasis.
That's awesome.
Okay. Lake Show.
That was on accident. I didn't mean to do that. Can you not hear that?
I can't hear nothing.
Oh, thank God. Okay, great. I've hit Okay Lake Show twice. The first time was on purpose. The second time was definitely an accident.
Yes.
This is also on purpose. We're going to get out of here.
All right.
D'Lo and KC coming up next. What do you guys got?
I don't know.
Perfect. Those are my favorite shows. D'Lo and KC, they don't know what's happening, which means you're going to want to tap in. Can't wait for that on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.